Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I almost said this during worship, and I thought, Lord, this is such a different vision from what this beautiful, gentle worship is. But the Lord won't leave me alone. So I'm going to share this. I'm quite taken by it. But do you guys remember during the time of Jezebel, when Elijah was running from her and going through all the these things, and there was the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of the Lord were either turning to worship idols or running away altogether, and the Lord found Elijah, and he was sitting by the cave, and the Lord said, "What are you doing here?" And Elijah said, "Hey, look, I got these. Jezebel wants to kill me. There's nobody left but me." And the Lord said to him, "I have preserved a remnant for myself, so don't start thinking you're the only guy I got out there." And then he got a hold of Elijah, and Elijah ran. Remember, he ran like the wind. And then what Elijah did was so amazing, because he confronted the prophets of Baal, and he said to them, "I'm going to prove to you that my God is stronger than your God." Remember? And one of the tests, and the tests that the Lord's been gripping me with, that I've just been seeing so strongly, is the test where Elijah built the altar and the prophets of Baal built the altar. And then Elijah took water and he poured it over the wood. He poured it over it. He kept pouring it over till it ran. It says it ran out in rivulets over the sides of the wood. And the prophets of Baal did the same. And then Elijah stood back and he called to the Lord. And the Lord came down in fire and burned up all of the water and burned up the altar. And no matter how much the prophets of Baal cut themselves or cried out to their God, they could not get Baal to come down and do that to their altar. And Elijah slew the prophets of Baal. And then it got back to Jezebel. But the vision I saw was that no matter how much water has been poured on our altars, no matter how much water has been poured on our altars, that the fire of God is being poured out upon us, and we'll consume the water that's been set to dampen us, that's been sent to keep us from being released into all of the things that God has for us, into our worship, just the release of our worshiping hearts and our voices and our spirits up to the Lord, and the release of all the giftings and the release of the ministries and the release of all the free places that the Lord has promised us. All of the water that's been poured upon us, all of the water will be consumed. And the altar itself will be consumed. Because we are living sacrifices. We are living sacrifices. This morning the Lord said to me, "Bring me your dust. Bring the dust. So He can exchange it for beauty. Dust and ashes for beauty." And he just said to me, he goes, "Every person that is misled, that has gone off into unknown directions, places where we talk about prodigals, being lost, going off, thinking they're doing something right and finding themselves out in the middle of the desert. All these stories we've heard of over the years, I've seen so many people do that." And the Lord just said to me, he said, "Those people are not the enemy." He said, "Those people are the casualties of the battle. They're the casualties of the battle." And it's like, that was a different perspective. And I said, "Lord, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, high places." And I think that's part of the prayer of the prodigal, bringing them back. Is just like, "Lord, bring back the casualties. Bring back the casualties. Bring back the prodigals, whatever shape they're in." They may think that they're serving the Lord and they're being misled. They may know they're not and don't know how to get back. There's all sorts of shape that they're in, all sorts of condition. But they're casualties. They're casualties. They're soldiers who have fallen. They're our brothers and sisters who have fallen. And they're in all different shapes. So my prayer, Lord, right now is that, one, that your fire would continue to be poured out upon our altars, consuming all of the water that has dampened us, Lord, that has dampened the flame in our hearts. Consume it, Lord. Consume it. And Lord, I also pray that you'd give us such a burden for the casualties, for the soldiers, the wounded soldiers, Lord, who have fallen in the field. And Lord, whether or not they even want to hear from us, would even welcome a phone call or a visit, or even in a place where they could hear that, it doesn't matter, Lord. Because a wounded soldier is a wounded soldier, Lord. And you see them, where they are, what's happened to them, what they've listened to, what's misled them, what has happened in their lives. It's so clear to you, Lord. But Lord, you see them, they're just your kids. But Lord, that we would see them as our brothers and sisters who have fallen in battle. And Lord, we pray that you would send your Spirit out, Lord. You send your Spirit and you would go out and you would minister to those fallen soldiers, Lord. Wherever they are on the battlefield, Lord, that you would minister to them and that you would lift them up, Lord. That you would take the oil of your grace and you would pour it upon their wounds, Lord. That you would take the gentle Spirit and you would send Him into those places where only they can be met by you, Lord. And you would minister to their hearts, and you would turn their hearts towards home, Lord. That you would bring them back to your heart, Lord. And that you would restore them to your heart, Lord. Not just to a body of believers, or to a church, or to a building, or to a place, but to your heart. That they would find your heart, Lord. And we ask that in Jesus' name, you are doing a work of restoration. You're both consuming the sacrifice and you're restoring. Because, Lord, we know that that vision of what was happening then with your prophet, Lord, that vision was a restoration and of purging the lies, of purging the false gods, of purging everything that distracted your people from you. It was all about bringing your people back into a relationship with you, Lord. And that's what you're doing right now, Lord. And we ask that you would bring all of our hearts into fellowship with you. Because, Lord, we know that we've been out there. And we've been in those places. And we, Lord, have listened to the voices. And we have been in dark places in our hearts before. And we know, Lord, we know what it feels like. So Lord, we pray that you would keep us and restore us every place of wounding in our hearts and give us the grace and the love and the wisdom to pour out ministry and prayer on those who have fallen, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.